Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, November 21st, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the president's speech last night on immigration and what it means or what it could mean for the American people and what can be done. As I'm sure you know, the American system under the Constitution is divided into three separate branches of government with three distinct sets of powers and responsibilities for each. Overriding it all is the knowledge that rights come from God and not from government. This is the American system of law and government that we seek to preserve. It is what generations of Americans have fought for, not for any person. It is not embodied in a single person, but in a system governed by the Constitution. The framers listed the powers of Congress as Article 1 for a reason. Congress is the preeminent body, the representatives of the people sitting in Congress assembled, if you will. Article 1, Section 1, then, is the most important section of the entire Constitution. It reads as follows, quote, "All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives," end quote. That is, then, the president has no legislative authority, none whatsoever. It is all vested in Congress. Congress, under Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 4, has the authority to establish uniform rules of naturalization. In other words, Congress is empowered by the Constitution to make laws regarding immigration, and it has done so. That is the point, isn't it? Congress has acted. Contrary to what the president continually tells us, Congress has acted immigration laws, and naturalization is a path to citizenship for those legally in this country. It is against this system that a coup has been accomplished. Against the system of law and government in America, I argue that a coup has been accomplished. In fairness to Barack Obama, the coup started several administrations before his. He is just the latest and the worst presumed monarch to ever occupy the White House under Nixon and Reagan, when people were caught red-handed violating the law. Some were forced from office. Often they were indicted and prosecuted and sent to prison. Many officials under Nixon and Reagan did time in prison, but no more. No more. Now we give them medals and they serve on. Or best case, they retire to a life of palatial luxury. That is the new America. The new America under the coup. President Obama has now gone forward with his lawless, unconstitutional act of defiance against the American people. He was right when he said his policies were on the ballot in the midterm elections, and the American people voted soundly against his policies. President Obama apparently thinks he is a monarch. A monarch does not have to compromise, you see. He gets everything he wants, but our Constitution is not about monarchy. It requires compromise to get new laws through the House, the Senate, and the President. When the President purports to take the characteristics of a monarch upon himself, it is incumbent on Congress to act and to prevent subversion of the rule of law. The President has usurped the legislative power of Congress, and Congress should act immediately to take it back. Congress should announce jointly that the president's actions were unlawful, unconstitutional, and therefore are void and of no effect. Impeachment charges should be introduced immediately. He often bluffs when he speaks to foreign leaders like Bandar al-Assad and Vladimir Putin. He bluffs, and then he slinks back to his office or to the golf course. I rather suspect he is not bluffing now, however. It is Congress who is bluffing. Oh, there are several things Congress could do from a spending standpoint, like rescinding funding for the organizations in charge of implementing the president's imperial decree and so forth. Those are mostly symbolic. Instead of defiance, the Republican leadership of Boehner, McConnell, Graham and McCain warn against overreaction. They don't want their members to overreact, they say. They cluck their tongues at people like Michelle Bachmann. They point their fingers at members who naturally want to do something. Finally, folks, why will the Republicans in Congress fail to act in any meaningful way? That is my prediction. They will fail to act in any meaningful way. Why is that? Because they, at least their leadership, want amnesty at least as much as he does. They are secretly overjoyed that he provided cover for them. They don't have to do it themselves now. They celebrate that he has taken the blame for what they themselves want. What can we, the American people, do about it? Not very much, obviously. Voting seems to do nothing. You can't influence policy anymore in the new America under the coup through voting. That much is obvious. Stop voting for Democrats and Republicans, then. Consider the Constitution Party. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.